The Army's 10th Mountain Division will play a key role in the troop increase. The division is based at Fort Drum in upstate New York. As David Summerstein of North Country Public Radio reports, 8 years of war, plus more in the future, are wearing down the soldiers and their families.
At Bradley's Military Supply, just off post, most everyone's getting ready to go to a war zone or coming home from one. Specialist Rashawn Terrell's ordering new fatigues following a year in Iraq. He knows Afghanistan will likely be next.
We have to do what the president says. We have to do what our higher ranking says. If they tell us we got to go over there and fight, we got to go and fight.
Terrell says the troop surge is inevitable and necessary.
Because if we don't show that we're a stronger power, a stronger people, then everyone else would think we're weak and try to attack us instead of us defending other nations and helping them.
Last night, President Obama was careful to distinguish between what he considers success in Iraq and a deteriorating situation in Afghanistan. For a lot of soldiers here, though, the wars seem to blur into one big conflict. While Staff Sergeant Terrence Nurse shops, he glances at a TV showing clips of last night's speech. He says he supports President Obama's plan, only because of the timeline to begin pulling out in 2011.
So that was important to you, that he said, hey, we're going to start handing this over in 18 months.
Yes, it's time to give it back.
Specialist Natasha Medlock picks through a rack of camouflage vests. She remembers candidate Obama talking about ending the war in Iraq. Now, she says, with Afghanistan, she feels like President Obama is going in the wrong direction.
He made a promise that he would pull us out of the Middle East, you know, out of Iraq, but it seems like more troops are going to Afghanistan, so I'm not too fond of the decision.
Many soldiers here are reluctant to talk about the new Afghanistan strategy. Some just seem tired of it all. You get a sense the saying holds, if you don't have anything good to say, don't say anything at all. Fort Drum officials have acknowledged growing concerns about morale, with some soldiers having deployed three or four times since 2001. Sue Black cuts soldiers' hair at a barbershop down the road. She says she sees it firsthand.
Before they deploy, people is really happy. When they come back, a little depression, have a family issue. They need a lot of counselor.
Black says it's affecting her children, too. Her husband's been to Iraq and Afghanistan.
Daddy's gone, daddy come back. Daddy's gone, daddy come back. So it's really hard for all the military family.
Since last May, 24 members of Fort Drum's 3rd Brigade have been killed in Afghanistan. The unit's coming home over the next month, but another brigade is widely expected to join the surge early next year, with more units to follow. Specialist Terrell says the only thing to do is follow orders, collect your money, and don't complain. For NPR News, I'm David Summerstein outside Fort Drum.